Bahraini human rights activist Maryam Al-Khawaja has been denied entry and detained upon arrival in her country. Hours ago at the Manama airport, security forces told her she no longer holds Bahraini citizenship. The Bahraini passport of Al-Khawaja, who also has Danish citizenship, was confiscated at the airport. She has now started a water-only hunger strike for not being allowed in her home country. Al-Khawaja came to Bahrain days after her father, prominent human rights activist Abdul Hadi Al-Khawaja, started a hunger strike. Hundreds of other inmates are also on hunger strike to protest against torture and ill treatment in the country's prisons. The government has imprisoned thousands of people for attending pro-democracy demonstrations over the past 3 years, and scores of people have been killed in the Al-Khalifa regime's crackdown on the uprising since 2011. Let's speak to Colwyn Cavell. He's an author and lecturer, and he joins us on the line from Bluefield. Mr. Cavell, thank you very much for joining us here on Press TV. Now, first of all, incidents such as these just go to indicate that the struggle of the Bahraini people is not over yet, and that the atrocities and the oppression being committed by the Al-Khalifa regime is also continuing.
Well said, Kaniz. You're quite correct. Maryam Al-Khawaja is a human rights defender, a non-violent human rights defender. So for the Al-Khalifa dictatorship, which has absolutely no popular legitimacy at all, to strip her of citizenship and detain her is a violation of international law and the rights of citizens. But the Al-Khalifa dictatorship has stripped lots of Bahraini citizens of their citizenship in order to jail them, to quiet them, because they cannot tolerate any more dissent. It indicates a weakness on the part of the dictatorship.
Right, Mr. Cavell, as we've just seen right now, Maryam Al-Khawaja has been told she no longer holds Bahraini citizenship. She was lucky enough to have a Danish citizenship at the same time. However, not a lot of people in Bahrain who have been stripped of their citizenships have that luxury. What are they supposed to do?
Well, as I explained before, the Al-Khalifa regime strips those who are opposed to it of their citizenship so that then they can claim that they legally arrest them for being illegally in the country. In other words, it's just a ruse in order to try to fool the international community. But of course, they're not fooling anyone, because we all see through the dictatorship's action. They are oppressive, and because they have no legitimacy at all, absolutely no legitimacy, they are an illegal, illegitimate regime, and they need to be ousted.
And Mr. Cavell, what would you say to those people who have disregarded and written off the Bahraini revolution, saying it will not come to anything?
Well, people are struggling through oppression, and it has taken some people hundreds of years, some people decades, some people quickly. But in the Bahraini case, they have lived for over 230 years under the tyrannical Al-Khalifa dictatorship, and the people no longer wish to do so. They want to move into the modern world. They want to follow the world that moves toward democracy, where power rises up from the people and not down from the sky or from whatever the Khalifas claim to get their power from, more likely the devil.
Okay, we're going to have to leave it there for now. That was Colwyn Cavell, author and lecturer, joining us on the line from Bluefield. Mr. Cavell, it's always a pleasure having you with us here on Press TV.